donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we have Dr. Peter Glidden, America's naturopathic doctor, with us here tonight. And he'll be taking your calls. Did you want to finish that statement before we start taking calls, Peter?
No. If that were to happen, if we actually had all of that were to come to pass within a couple of years, medical doctors would be out of a job, because in a free market, people gravitate towards what works. And naturopathic therapeutics are curative. They're based on natural law, and they intend to bring the patient into a state of health and to eliminate the disease process. Does it work all of the time? No, it does not work all of the time. Does it work a majority of the time? Yes, it works a majority of the time. Is it based on natural law? Yes. So, you know, this is, honestly, Pastor, this is the best-kept secret in conventional medicine. And this is also the main reason why the pharmaceutical industry hates holistic medicine and naturopathic doctors, because we offer affordable, curative solutions, which are in direct opposition to their business model, which is a patient cured is a customer lost. So it is a battle. I believe it's a battle of good versus evil. Honestly, the more, you know, the grayer my hairs get, the more I'm of the belief that this really is a biblical battle of good versus evil. And that's why I really look forward every month to coming on your show to be able to tell people what's what and to give them options, right? Because guaranteed, there was somebody in your listening audience last night that went to bed praying to God for medical help because conventional medicine had let them down. And, you know, every once in a while, we help somebody. Every once in a while, we get it right. Every once in a while, we're able to lift somebody up out of
it. I just talked to two ladies from the Cleveland area that you helped, and they thanked me for having you on the program and said that the beer.
Well, that's why I get out of bed. I mean, it's all you, Pastor. I mean, if you weren't open-minded enough to give me a microphone, none of this would have happened, so thank you.
Well, I'm all, you know, listen, the Bible says that God gave us the natural herbs for the healing of the body, not petroleum, okay? You know, petroleum is for my car, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I've always been against these petroleum-based drugs. In fact, I've been against drugs, you know, again, pharmakia. You know, the Bible calls it witchcraft, and so...
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And yet it persists, right? And yet it's everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
And how is this possible? It's because there's a demonic influence which is fueling it. That's what I think.
You probably noticed, too, Pastor Sanders, when you went over to the VA, they didn't push the vaccination so much.
No, they...
You know, they used to, before Trump got in, they would like, well, you need this vaccination, you need this and this, and I'd just tell them, no, thank you. But every time you went in, they had this list that they were going to go through, and you didn't get this, and you didn't get that.
And the pushback was coming from the vets themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vets were pushing back on it. In fact, I was there, and this isn't really funny, but this fellow, he was a tall, thin fellow. I heard a commotion, and he comes storming in, and he was fit to be tied. And, you know, I wore that hat, America Needs Jesus.
Okay.
And he saw that hat that he recognized, and he kind of calmed down. And he said, you wouldn't believe what they just did to me. And I said, what'd they do? He said, I told them, you know, I did not want that COVID shot. I said, make sure you don't. They were going to give him a, the shot you get for when you step on a rusty nail.
Tetanus.
Yeah. And so they gave him the shots, and he asked me, he said, that was just the tetanus. And they said, yeah, and the COVID shot. They gave him that shot against his will.
Goodness.
He was furious. That guy was, and so, yeah, the vets are the ones that I saw really pushing back against this.
Yeah, good.
So, very good. All right, let's take some calls. We have got Randy in the air. So, Randy, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, Pastor. This is Randy Farrell in San Diego. We just got out of a meeting. It's France Law Group. It's for the polluted ocean, and you're talking about health. I'd like to know about the doctor and his number. I've been here 52 years, have asthma, COPD, and severe emphysema. Low-income senior citizen. By the way, I was on Channel 50 News, KSCY, and did a talk with them. So how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, can I get the doctor's number?
Yeah. So look, you know, So here's the deal. I mean, I'll tell you what to do, and all of the information that you need is found on my website.
Okay, and I don't need a computer website. I just call or do in person or write a letter. Go ahead.
All right, very good. So I'm going to tell you what to do. You want to go to Costco.
Yes.
And you want to get a big bottle of fish oil capsules.
Got it.
And you want it to, how much do you weigh?
200.
Okay. You want to take, do you still have your gallbladder?
No, yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. You want to take 4 fish oil capsules 3 times a day with food.
With
4
food. Okay.
Fish oil capsules 3 times a day with food.
Got it.
You also want to get a selenium supplement, S like Sierra, E-L-E-N like Nancy, I-U-M, selenium supplement.
Okay, you went a little too quick. C-E what?
It's S like Sierra, E like Echo, L like Larry, E like Echo, N like Nancy, I like India, U like Utah, M like Mary, selenium.
Selenium, okay, yeah, I call it selenium. Gosh, I got you.
Okay, take 2 capsules twice a day between meals. You also want to get, once a day, you want to get a face cloth big enough to cover your chest. You want to soak it in ice-cold water.
Yes.
You want to take it out of the ice-cold water. You want to wring it out, and you want to put it directly on your chest and leave it there for 3 minutes.
Got it. I'm high. 3 minutes.
You want to do that? If you can do that 3 times a day, you're a rock star, all right?
I can hang with that.
So on a low income, that's what you need to do in order to attempt to get your body on the other side of the asthma, the emphysema, and the COPD. There are other things to do, but they're more expensive.
Okay, the selenium, what percentage of it? Just regular tabs or what?
Yeah, you want about 200 micrograms per capsule, 200 mcgs per capsule.
Gotcha. Mg, got it. I worked for doctors. I worked for doctors 45 years. I've never been healed yet. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you're doing the wrong thing. I mean, if you were to go duck hunting with a chihuahua, you're going to come back empty-handed every time. It's the wrong dog for the hunt. You just haven't done the right thing, and that's why you're still suffering, and that's why I have a job.
Correct. And also, we live by the Pacific Ocean with Tijuana sewage. I've been here 52 years, grew up in Coronado. I've been to IB. They're doing a big lawsuit because a lot of people are getting health issues with their lungs and other things, stomach, from breathing the pollution, toxicity from human feces and urine and other pollution from the land.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. There's no way. That is not good.
No, it's 52 years. And I'm three blocks away from the beach.
Wow. Now, the magic to this method is that you have to do it every day. You can't skip a day. You got to do it every day for 60 days, okay?
Yeah, I write it. 60 days, got it.
Okay, let me know how it goes. Call back in a couple of weeks. Give me a heads up.
Oh, I will. Without a doubt, I'll call back. Pastor Ernie, we pray for him and all his ministry and everybody else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, okay. All righty. Now, one more time, tell me, you told him to take selenium capsules how many times a day?
2 capsules twice a day between meals.
2 capsules twice a day, and then ice cold cloth in the chest how many times a day?
At least once, optimally 3.
All right, very good. All right, we have none other than Dr. Clifford. Dr. Clifford, you're in the air.
What's up? Yeah. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Cliff.
Let's see. I have just a couple of questions, and then I have you reiterate something you said last time. But one would be you see people carrying around smartphones religiously. Do you think this, have you seen any adverse effects from this as this becomes more commonplace in terms of eyesight or any other issues that you would tend to think might be correlated with that? Also, I just got Irish sea moss gummies for a fun thing on Amazon. Is something like that or anything from the sea that you would recommend, you know, that's I know there's green lip mussel, which is like a snail thing that's supposedly good for, like, your hands, stuff like that. And then could you reiterate what you would recommend for Baker's Sith for the audience?
Okay, so I have to look in my notes for the Baker's Sith, but for stuff from the sea, the first thing that I would go to would be kelp. You can get dried kelp at most health food stores, even places like Whole Foods that aren't really that, health conscious as they used to be before Bezos took them over. Eating kelp, adding kelp to your daily diet is a really good thing to do. It's a really inexpensive thing. And, of course, we're big advocates of fish oil, because fish oil contains both omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids. Those are good things to do on a regular basis. There's a guy named Nicholas Hulsher. You spell his last name H like Harry, U like Utah, L like Lima, S like Sierra, C like Charlie, H like Hilo, E like Echo, R like Roger. He has a Substack account. I think it's Substack. Just do a web search for Nicholas Hulsher. And he published a study, cell phone radiation at 20 times below the legal limit induced brain damage in rats. So cell phone damage is a real thing. There's going to be more and more research about it. So don't hold your cell phone up to your ear. Get one of those earpieces, you know, that's wired, that sticks into the cell phone. I would not do the wireless thing either. You either put the cell phone on speaker or do the wired connection to the ear with a little microphone hanging from it. There's also a company that I like. It's called Aires, A-I-R-E-S, and they have developed technology that thwarts electromagnetic radiation exposure. So those are two things that you can do. I can't remember off the top of my head the recommendation for the Baker's cyst. It was probably a homeopathic medicine. Now give me a second. I'll look that up, and I'll talk about it sometime before I sign off tonight.
All right.
Okay, Peter.
Thanks, Cliff. Let's go to Pat in Cleveland. Pat, you're in the air.
Okay, Dr. Glidden, a couple of weeks ago, I did it on my own. I was just curious. I had an ultrasound done just to see how much plaque that I had in my right and left carotid artery. Well, I got the result. I'm 77 years old, and I got the results back, and they said mild. Now, each side, the right and the left, it says it was the same. And then I guess the reading or something, it was called PSV. And then 11-125 cms. So I got two questions. First of all, is that number okay? And then second, I know I probably can't get rid of that plaque. So is there anything that you can do, like in other words, so you don't get any more? Like in other words, like exercise or foods to avoid or foods to eat that would be good so I don't get any more? So those are my questions.
Yeah, you're not going to like it, though.
What?
The biggest contributor to plaque buildup in blood vessels in the human body is fried food, anything cooked in oil. So you have to do a complete 100% abstinence from anything fried. Can't have anything fried. Can't even be downwind of anything fried. If you want to cook stuff on a skillet at home, then you can cook with butter, You can cook with clarified butter. You can cook with pork fat. You can cook with goose fat. You can cook with beef fat, but no oil. And I don't even want people to eat oil in salad dressings. I want 100% abstinence from oil of all kinds except fish oil that's been encapsulated, which are essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6 essential fats. Most people eat, you know, and this is, by the way, this is the reason that African Americans have higher rates of heart disease than anybody else. It's not because they have a mysterious bad gene that codes for heart disease. It's because African Americans eat way more fried food than anybody else. And that's a historical artifact that came from slave days. I mean, fried food below the Mason-Dixon line is a religion. They have fried food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that's why African Americans have a greater incidence of heart disease. A colleague of mine wrote an entire book about that. It was called Black Gene Lies, Slave Quarter Cures. It was a remarkably eye-opening book. So nonetheless, and what you can do to help your body get rid of it, and you can help your body to get rid of it, is by consuming a botanical medicine, an herb. You know, God made herbs, man made drugs. Who do you trust? The botanical medicine called hawthorn, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. It is contained in a product sold by Eiffel Health called the Good Herbs Heart Support. So the recommendation would be 2 bottles of the Good Herbs Heart Support per month, 4 mLs twice a day. 4 mLs twice a day of the Good Herbs Heart Support for 6 months, and complete abstinence from all fried food and all oil in a bottle moving forward.
Okay. And I was going to say, now what about like cheese and dairy and stuff like that? Is that okay?
No, that's no problem. No, some people are intolerant to products that have cow's milk. Some people are not. You know, you'd have to do individualized testing to figure out if dairy was the problem. But I'm telling you, hands down, the first, second, and third things to consider if you have plaque buildup in your blood is fried food, and oil in a bottle. So those are the big culprits. You want to avoid them like the plague. And your food's going to taste better, by the way, if you start cooking it in butter or chicken fat or beef fat or pork fat. It's just going to taste better. And that's the recommendation.
Okay, so you said butter. So in other words, but you can't fry that, though, right?
No, you can cook it in a fry pan. When frying is cooking something in superheated oil. Oil.
So in other words, oil.
Not butter.
Thing. Okay.
So no oil.
Yeah, so if I make something fried, like let's say, I don't know, like a salmon patty or a turkey burger, you know what I mean? In other words, something that you would fry in this anyway, okay, don't use oil at all. It would have to be butter, or else bake it or grill it or whatever.
Yeah, you can put butter in the fry pan. You can put bacon fat in the fry pan. You can put chicken fat in the fry pan. You can put pork fat or beef fat or goose fat in the fry pan. Just do not put oil in the fry pan.
Okay. And then one more thing. You know that stuff is called, I think it's called Smart Balance. It's supposed to be like butter spread.
Yeah, no. Use probably why you've got plaque. Use butter.
Okay, so just...
And salt your food so that it tastes good. You have to get into the habit of salting your food so that it tastes good. There's no relationship between salt and high blood pressure. Salt is very important for the health of your digestive tract.
Okay. And any other foods or anything that's good? Like, in other words, the Mediterranean diet, is that good?
No, it's not. The Mediterranean diet is a lie. The Mediterranean diet was concocted by this guy named Ansel Keys, who was a liar, and he should have been thrown in jail. It was some of the worst research ever done in recorded human history. It's a crock of crap, the Mediterranean diet. Look, to get educated about all of this stuff, you know, and I can't educate you about all of this stuff in 10 minutes on the radio.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Just go to my website, become a subscriber, and learn. Buy my book, and learn. The name of the website is leavebigpharmabehind.com. Leavebigpharmabehind.com. I love the ring of that.
Okay. .com.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat. The question here, though, I have is, can you give up Kentucky Fried Chicken and still be a Baptist? Richard?
I have.
There you go. He did it, man. Okay, let's go to Jackie in Ohio.
Hello, group. How is everyone this evening? Blessed, I hope.
We're okay. How are you, young lady?
Good. Pastor, I just wondered, you mentioned the other night about you were going to see your eye doctor. I just wondered kind of quickly, how are you progressing with that?
Well, I went 3 hours. They took they really, really were thorough in 3 hours today and discovered I have not the normal type of a cataract, but they are going to be removing this as soon as possible. And so I will be very, very happy when that happens, because seeing is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I have a pre and post surgery protocol I'll send you, Pastor. And if you do it, you'll recover in half the time.
Well,
because, you know, surgery is necessary. When surgery is necessary, it's a good thing. But it's a stress to the body. And there's stuff that you can do, give to your body to help it handle the stress and recover in half the time. So I'll email that to you tomorrow.
That'll be great. That'll be absolutely great. All right. Thank you.
Great. I just kind of have a couple questions. And I had talked to the doctor once before, Dr. Goodman. And I just want to say, just as a compliment to you, you are just a wealth of information. I mean, when I hear these different callers call in, and I think I called and asked you about a specific subject, and I do listen intently on kind of the instructions and why and how long you've been a doctor. I mean, I had never even listened to the radio station that much, but I never miss it now. It is just so, the whole group is just very personality-wise and, you know, giving their message forth, about, you know, the Lord, and I very have an excellent relationship with him. But one of my questions is regarding, I don't know, I've always been a Trump supporter, but when I saw him talking to the CEO of Pfizer, I think my blood started to boil. I just don't think I trust Pfizer or any of the pharmas as far as I could throw them. So I was very interested in what you kind of thought. It seemed to me like you didn't really trust these gigantic pharmaceutical companies. So it makes me wonder what's happening with Trump in that particular regard. What was
there's so much going on there, because the pharmaceutical industry has more money than God. And they have a remarkable amount of political persuasion. And, you know, maybe Trump is playing 3D chess, and this is a move that Trump is making in order to make other things fall in place in the future. I have no idea. But I tell you what it would be a simple and easy thing to do would be to legislate for medical freedom. It would be easy to do. Trump could sign an executive order tomorrow, and we'd have medical freedom, and that would go a long way towards eliminating human suffering, and that's really what needs to happen. But you're absolutely right. I don't like the smell of it at all.
I don't either. And I kind of followed him, and he's done a great deal of things, but I'm thinking, I have some negative vibes. But I do want to tell you, you are very informative when these different people call in, and, you know, you kind of tell them why or directly what's involved for them. I wanted the pastor to know, too, I've had a lot of eye problems, and I got referred to a specialist who said, let's try cornea donation implants, and then we'll do your cataracts. How about it really didn't help? But anyway, long story short, I'm trying to do the best that I can on that, but I just wanted to say, I am so agreed with you about surgery should be the last, if not the decision to even take. And I want to give you another compliment.
Thank you. I have a whole protocol for eye health and cataract recovery on my website. So just go to my website.
I've gone to your website. It's fantastic. I have become a subscriber. So very impressed. I think a lot of people that call you, you bring it down to our level, so to speak, and where some doctors tend to be just a tad over our heads, yeah. and we just say yes, 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 because that's what we're taught as children. Yeah. But you are definitely. I wish you could get the word out, or I could, the little that I can, about medical freedom. I never knew that. I knew that. I think I've heard the terminology, but what it means. And I will tell you my point specifically. I live in a senior development here, and a lot of people get, you know, doctors. They love going to the doctors. And I've asked two of them in particular, and I posed the question to them, okay, you're having XYZ problem, and you're having it, and you've had it for a year, and your doctor's giving you X, Y, and Z. Is he treating the cure? I mean, you're feeling okay with the pain's relieved, or it's not as bad. But has he cured it so you don't need to come back and come back? How about they both ask their doctors? The doctors were not real happy. I mean, you make so much sense when you said it. I don't know how they posed it to the doctor, but I am going to the doctor in a couple of weeks, and I'm definitely going to say I've had XYZ problem, which I won't go into at the moment, especially with my eyes. But I'm thinking to myself, you did, you know, wear glasses, try another cornea operation, keep getting these done and done and done. Because if you know well and good, what's guaranteed? Nothing. Not even you sign off on an anesthesia before an operation. Everything is in God's hands. And I truly, truly believe this. So my faith has really driven me to a point where if I didn't have the strong faith, and I know he's looking down at me and saying, Jackie, you are my humble servant, and I will help you as much as you help yourself. And I will put you in a good direction. But you absolutely, I would say God is very proud of you. Truly,
well, you're very kind.
Thank you. I have to move on, Jackie. We've got the whole board lit, but thank you. God bless. Let's go to Marcia in San Diego. Hey, Marcia.
Hello.
Hello. You're in the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. I've been learning and listening, a new listener, in the last few months. I just will try to be quick. I've been getting the flu shot every year. My mom used to not get it if I didn't get it. I got roped into that. She's gone now. I've been still getting it because my doctor said that I shouldn't stop getting it. But what happens, it's my usual time of annual physical is September, October. And every year, about a few weeks or so before the date that would be the anniversary of that shot, I'll start getting like tickle and runny nose and sort of like an allergy feeling or hay fever. I start sneezing, and then after I get the shot, I have it for a couple of days and then it stops. I don't take the COVID shot. I haven't had any of that. I did quercetin. I still take quercetin and D3 and K2 and some other protocols, selenium. I've been eating Brazil nuts for that because of just I heard that I could do that, so I did because I got so many pills. But I was wondering, if I don't get the flu shot, nothing – like, what would I expect? Maybe have those symptoms for a while till it got out of my system?
Well, if you're suffering symptoms annually near or close to the anniversary of the influenza vaccine, then that's a syndrome that the influenza vaccine has set up in your body. And the only way to get out of that syndrome is to stop getting the influenza shot. And we're not advocates of the influenza shot anyway, because statistically, it's just a bad bet. You don't get influenza because you have a deficiency in the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is really not that effective. There are a lot of net negatives associated with the influenza vaccine, and we're not fans of it at all. So my recommendation would be no flu shot ever, never, never, ever, ever again. You have to upregulate the police department of your body. You have to make your body strong internally so that it can fight off microbial stress, right? You have to make your body strong so that it can handle seasonal stress like the flu. It's relatively easy to do. You have to stop eating food that's gumming up the works. You have to give your body the raw materials that it needs in order to fix itself. And when you do become afflicted with something, you have to treat it holistically. this is a really good recipe for prolonged health moving forward. And everything is lined up on my website, and, you know, this from the shameless department of self-promotion. So please just navigate to my website, leavebigpharmabehind.com, become a subscriber, and learn what to do to make your body healthy, because it's really pretty easy. It's really pretty easy.
All right, we will be back right after this. Don't go away. All right, when we get that mansion, we'll have a brand new body with a lifetime guarantee. And, Richard, you got a question.
Yeah, this Pastor Lewis here, Dr. Glidden. We were talking about plaque, I was reading something on Alzheimer's, and they were saying that some of that plaque can build up in the brain, and that's what sometimes brings on Alzheimer's or dementia and that. Have you had any information on that?
Yes, sir. It's a different type of plaque that builds up in the brain tissue that's associated with Alzheimer's. And it's, as far as I and my colleagues are concerned, if you look at a graph of the appearance of Alzheimer's, which came out of nowhere, rose starting in the mid-80s, and then like became a, you know, a super spreader. And it is the fastest growing disease in the United States right now. And the predictive numbers for Alzheimer's are horrifying when you read them. It's really, really bad. But if you look at the appearance and the growth of Alzheimer's on a data set chart, it mimics almost perfectly the introduction of cholesterol-lowering statin drugs into the marketplace.
Mm.
Now, there's a saying that correlation doesn't go to causation, and that's true unless, of course, it does. And so 75% of your central nervous system, your brain and your spinal cord and all the nerves in your body are made from cholesterol. That's what your central nervous system is made from. And 95% of the part of the brain that is affected by Alzheimer's is made from, wait for it, cholesterol. So when you drive cholesterol into the ditch with statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise in this desperate attempt to stave off heart disease, the brain dries up and you get Alzheimer's. Guess what else dries up? Hormones. When male hormones, because all hormones in the body are made from cholesterol. Let me say that again. Every single solitary hormone in the human body is made from cholesterol. So when you artificially, against God's will, drive cholesterol into the ditch with cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, your hormones are going to dry up. Men are going to get erectile deficiency. Oh, but don't worry, we have a little purple pill for that, or a little blue pill for that. And women are going to get hot flushes for 5 years instead of for 3 months during menopause, because their bodies have lost the ability to make sufficient amounts of hormones in order to fix the problem. So as far as myself and my colleagues are concerned, Alzheimer's is a physician-created disease caused by cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. And, oh, don't you think it's interesting that since statin drugs have been introduced to the market to the tune of $20 billion a year in sales,
wow,
$20 billion a year in sales, heart disease rates have remained unchanged. Less people are dying from heart attacks. But that has nothing to do with statin drugs. It has everything to do with emergency medicine and emergency medical procedures and surgical procedures. But the incidence of heart disease has remained unchanged because there is no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. And that is not Dr. Glidden's opinion. That is an academic fact that was brought to the world stage by a Russian doctor named Ufi Ravenskov. He wrote a whole book about this. Ravenskov did a meta-analysis of all of the research ever done in the world anywhere on cholesterol and heart disease, and found the opposite, that there was no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. There was none, zero. And this is a big problem. The only reason that misinformation like this persists, you know, the cholesterol is linked to heart disease, is because of a medical monopoly. The only way that misinformation of this magnitude, plus all of the COVID misinformation of gigantic magnitude, the only reason that this nonsense can exist inside of a scientific community is if the scientific community has been co-opted and monopolized. And it has. And it's like the fellow said, you can trust the science, but not the scientist. So, and also it's interesting because the human body is a battery. And I forget which is which. I think the brain is the negative pole and the liver is the positive pole, but it might be vice versa. But nonetheless, the brain is one pole of the battery and the liver is the other pole of the battery. The stomach makes the acid. The bones provide the base. And there is an intimate relationship between the function of the liver and the function of the brain. And when you mess the liver up, you're going to mess up brain function. And guess what statin drugs do to decrease cholesterol? They cause inflammation in the liver because the liver makes cholesterol. If you don't have enough cholesterol in your diet, the liver makes it. That's how important it is to overall human health. But statin drugs disrupt the process that the liver uses to make cholesterol by causing inflammation in the liver. So the liver becomes inflamed, which messes up the polarity of the battery in the human body, messes up brain function, and then not enough cholesterol circulating in the blood further messes up brain function. It's a perfect storm, generating an Alzheimer's epidemic, which, again, in my opinion, is a physician-created disease, and nobody goes to jail.
You know, Peter, Randy and Richard didn't even know what you just said. Can you believe it? All right. Let's go to Ray in Philly.
Dr. Gooden, how are you tonight?
Yeah, best day of my life so far. Thank you for asking.
Happy to hear it. You're welcome. Two quick questions. One, what do you think of the drugs that are being administered to people with osteoarthritis for bone density and whatnot? I have a friend who's gotten 4 different shots, and none of them have worked over the last 4 years. So she's getting ready to try her 5th. What would you say to that?
Well, there are lawsuits. Those are called bisphosphonate drugs. And Fosamax and Boniva were the most famous, right? Sally Fields was a spokesperson for Boniva.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are huge lawsuits against both of those drugs because here's how they work. The human body has 2 types of cells. One type of cells chews up old bone, and the other type of cell lays down new bone. Mm-hmm. The body is chewing up old bone and laying down new bone all of the time because, well, that's what the body does.
Right.
In order for the body to lay down new bone, it needs to have minerals. It needs to have calcium. It needs to have phosphorus. It needs to have a number of minerals. Minerals are essential nutrients. The body cannot make the mineral. The mineral must be imported into the body through the food. Mm-hmm. But the way that the food is grown now with glyphosate and other herbicides and pesticides, the minerals that are in the soil are not able to be sucked up into the plant because of the action of the herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
So over since the 1930s, and this was reported to Congress, by the way, by the United States Department of Agriculture in the 1930s, the amount of minerals in the soil is dramatically decreasing. So less minerals in the soil means less minerals in the food, means less minerals in the body, which means more mineral deficiency diseases, and osteoporosis is the poster child for mineral deficiency diseases.
Right.
But the bisphosphonate drug put the cells that chew up the old bone to sleep. That's how they work.
Okay.
So old bone accumulates in the bone, which makes the bone density look better
mm-hmm.
on the x-ray, the DEXA scan.
Right.
But the bone now is populated with old bone that the body, in its wisdom, was trying to get rid of.
I understand that.
Because of, now, so when old bone accumulates in the bone, guess what's going to happen? Over time, the bone is going to become extremely fragile.
Right.
And that was what happened with Fosamax and Boniva. People's jaws would start to fall off because they would deteriorate. Because old bone deteriorates, then people would step off of the curb and their ankle bone would snap in two because it was loaded with old bone. So it's a ridiculous therapeutic, which is informed by a medical monopoly, which is more interested in profits than people. And I don't recommend it at all.
Okay.
I think it's a ridiculous and a childish recommendation. And I think the doctor that makes that prescription should have his head examined. So, but a better question is, what do we do? Well, so what are we going to do to help people with osteoporosis have healthy bones? Well, what would you think would be the thing to do?
Well,
give people minerals, right?
Right, exactly.
Give people the nutrients that their body needs to make healthy bones. Well, that's not rocket science, and that's what we do.
Okay.
So when we mineralize the body appropriately, the bone fixes itself because the body's trying to fix the bone all the freaking time.
Ray, we're running out of time, but listen, thanks for calling. We're not going to take any more calls. We're going to do Dane and Bedford, and we're going to do Audrey, but that's it. We're out of time for any other. So go ahead.
Dr. Glidden, I've got a question about eggs. You and Doc Wallace both said just lightly scrambled, but what is wrong with hard-boiled? No one's ever said what the problem was with a hard-boiled
The cholesterol, it's a great question. The cholesterol in the egg becomes degraded.
Oh,
and there's
okay.
two reasons. two reasons that we eat chicken eggs. One is for the protein and the other is for the cholesterol. Because remember, cholesterol is really important for optimal health. So if you hard boil an egg, you're going to degrade the cholesterol and it's not going to be available anymore.
Thank you. That's no one ever answered why. You know why? Just that don't eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's important to know why.
Yeah, because it could be taste preference or.
Right.
The other is how do you increase nitric oxide in your body to lower blood pressure?
Eat beets. Eat beets.
Okay, I like beets.
All right. There you go. Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dane.
You're welcome.
Audrey, you're the last caller for tonight. Audrey in PA.
Hi. Just enjoy listening to both of you.
Thank you.
I have two issues going on. Make it as quick as possible. We just had a move. I did a lot of lifting when I'm 65 now. When I was 33 and 34, I had two C-sections. And I'm having issues. I'm going to get a hip ultrasound, according to my doctor. I'm getting, little stabbing pains and, not pins and needles, more like pins. And is there anything I can do to strengthen those weakened areas?
Yes, ma'am. Well, what do you think? The answer is unequivocally, absolutely, positively, yes, right? Absolutely, positively, yes. So here's what you do.
Okay.
You call this number, 888-618-1796. 888-618-1796,
mm-hmm.
extension 101, and tell them Dr. Glidden on the Ernie Sanders show told you to take one healthy bone and joint pack, They'll tell you how to get it. It'll help the muscles, it'll help the bones, it'll help the joints, it'll help everything. It feeds your musculoskeletal system. It gives it's like fertilizer for your musculoskeletal system. Okay. You know, it's really that simple. There might be some foods that you're eating that are causing low-grade inflammation, but the first thing to do is nutrify your body. You got to give your body the stuff it needs in order to fix itself. And the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is the first thing to do here. So they'll tell you how to take it and how to get it at a cheap price and how to get maybe free shipping. Give them a call. Okay. Tell them you need one healthy bone and joint pack, and God bless you.
So you don't think it's a. She thinks that I might have a hernia, but this,
you might.
This will help.
To build it up. Yes, the answer is yes. We have to build the body's strength up internally. Might have a hernia. We've seen hernias fixed all the time with medical nutrition. Not 100% of the time.
Great.
I can't tell you how many arthritis.
Wonderful.
Cases we've fixed. I mean, it's fixing arthritis is easier than falling off a stool, for goodness sakes, most of the time. So the basic
other quick
rule.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I know your time is limited. Other quick question. So I'm listening to that and I'm going to do that. Because I was having some heart issues and my cardiologist back then during COVID, I said he thought I should get the COVID shot. And stupidly I did, and I got neuropathy in my feet from it. Now, I'm one of the 20% of people, or 2%, I forget what it was, that according to the vaccine reporting system, who got this.
Audrey, we're out of time. He's going to have to answer that off the air, but go ahead, Doc. We got to do it quickly.
Okay, call my office tomorrow. There is a product that you can take that neutralizes the COVID shot. My number, 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. We'll tell you what the product is, where to get it, and how to take it.
All right. Thank you very much, fellas.
All right. Well, we're at that point in the program where it is time, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, you have an opportunity right now. And this is an opportunity that you don't want to pass. I have a question for you. And the question is, are you living a lie? Are you living a lie? For the Word of God says that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of those ways are the ways of death. So it's not until a lot of times that you get to the end of something, the end of a situation, before you find out what it really is. And we want you to, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to examine right now. Wait a minute. Let me stop right now. Let me pause. Let me see. Am I living a lie? For the Word of God says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we see a lot of people acting the way they do. A lot of people are resistant to the gospel. A lot of people, you know, they have that vehement hatred in them sometimes. Well, they don't know Christ. And if that's you tonight, there is a different mindset that you need to adopt. And that is the mindset of Jesus Christ, allowing him to come into your heart. And I want to let you know that that Word of God, it is quick, it is powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even, dividing asunder the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. If you give yourself to Christ, the things that you are questioning, they can be answered. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, just understand that we want to... God actually wants everyone to be saved, but everyone won't obey. And so we need to seek his face. And by doing that, what we do is we want to turn to God. The way we do it is we admit that we're a sinner, that we know who Jesus Christ is. That's what the Gospels are called. It tells us who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, God in the flesh, knowing that he shed his blood on the cross for our sins, died, and the key is he rose on the third day.
1 minute.
And by doing that, he's able to save our souls if we let our hearts turn to him and accept him as our Lord and Savior. So we just encourage you to just focus on the Lord and turn your hearts to him.
Yeah. Whosoever shall call on the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And how do we know that?
Well, the Word of God tells us that.
Because the Bible tells me so.
All right. Is there anything that's more sure than the Word of God?
No.
No. Is there anything that's more powerful than the Word of God?
No.
There you go, folks. It's absolute. There are absolutes. And God's Word, God himself has said heaven and earth will pass, but his Word will never pass away.
That's right.
Well, we're out of time. Thanks for being here with us tonight, Peter. You've done good, my friend.
It's a pleasure, Pastor. Thanks for the opportunity. God bless you.
And so we're at that time where we want to say thanks for being with us. Thanks for all your support. And we want to say good night.
Good night.
And we want to say God bless y'all.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Always, always, always. Oh. Ready? Let's do it.
Keep
fighting.
The
fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.